Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
I have a topic to start off with.
Awesome. And go for it.
It's based on a conversation I was having today with my friend Renee. And this is, I'm hoping to be a message of inspiration for people. And that is, trying is very scary, but it feels so much better to try than to not try. I was reminded talking with Renee. So once in college, I had this professor named Dana who put me and some friends together in a scene, had us do the scene. And then she said, like, so how did that feel? And we were like, I thought it went great. And she said, well, you were all giving about 70%. And that's fine because your 70% is very good. But none of you were really trying. And she said, and I know that trying can be scary. Because if you try and fail, you can, you know, that hurts. But if you only give 70% and fail, you can always say, well, I wasn't really trying. She's like, but if you try and succeed, it's way more satisfying. And she was absolutely right. And it's still a thing I struggle with to this day, where I'm good enough at some things that I can give 70% and do okay. And it's very scary to try, you know, to really like prepare for an audition or to like sit down and write something or to go out and be social or all of these things where not trying is a great excuse for failure. Mm. But trying and succeeding is so much more satisfying than succeeding when you're only giving 70%.
I'm definitely the kind of person that has to give 110% at all times for everything. And if I catch myself not giving everything, I'm really very tough on myself and a little confused, just because that's kind of my natural resting state, is really, really caring about things. And so I find that if it's a binary choice of like doing a thing or not doing a thing, I always regret not doing a thing more than I regret doing a thing, taking a shot or trying for it. And it is, as you said, one of the scariest things to be very vulnerable and to put yourself out there, whether it be as an artist or if you really like somebody or just telling somebody how you feel. Being vulnerable is a scary thing, but It is so worth it. All the payoff is so worth it.
I have to agree violently with both of the expressed
you
opinions.
Would, yes.
And it is,
you're agreeing so threateningly.
Yes. Believe this. Well, the truth is, because I have not learned this once. I have learned this over and over and over and over. And the math like works over time. Like, I regret when I choose not to do things or when I like so much more often. I am almost always happier because I tried to do the thing. And for me, it often, you know, sometimes it ends up with a, this is just okay. And sometimes it ends up with a, this is all out. But more often for me, it's about the trying versus the doing nothing.
Yeah.
They like, you know, I could just not do the thing and no one's necessarily gonna notice,
right?
But I am always happier if I push for doing the thing. But I have to, like, I'm probably gonna listen to this later because I'm gonna repeat that, like, right, remember, it's still true today, it was true yesterday, and it'll be true tomorrow.
It's a lesson I have to learn over and over and over again of like, what if you tried at this, like, what if you know, don't just be okay at a thing. This is because this is the thing that I have fallen into, a trap that I let myself fall into way too much, where I see someone be very good at something and I will have the thought of like, well, yeah, if I put as much work into it as they did, I could do that too. And it's like, so then why aren't you?
Right.
Like, it's the reason I've never learned to play a musical instrument, because I sit down to play it and I'm not immediately good at it. And I'm like, no. And like, I don't want to have to learn that. Like, what if I'm not good? What if I never get good at it? And it's such like, it's such a self-defeating kind of point of view to take. But like, I love myself. I'm very confident. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I still fall into that trap.
Yeah. I heard a saying once that really helps me with that you're specifically talking about, of never let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Mm-hmm. So even if you think you might fail at something, it's always worth it to try it. And as I think Jake says from Adventure Time,
I have the exact same quote running
through
my head. Yep.
Yeah, is, I guess, sucking at something is the first step to being good at something.
Yep.
Because you're not going to be perfect. There are some people that are just prodigies.
Right.
And they will naturally be good, but almost every single... No, every single person that you see being good at something has failed at it.
Yes.
Whether it's even just once or a kabillion times in their life.
Even the most talented person, even the person who is most inclined to pick up and do a thing, literally had to learn how to do it. Like Yo-Yo Ma did not pick up instruments and just like, oh, immediately start playing. Like, you have to learn how to do it. And maybe you're immediately, you know, inclined to do it, but no one knows. No one's born knowing how to play the piano. Like, it just doesn't work like that.
So there's a kind of very helpful but a little bit odd book called The Artist's Way. That different folks have drawn a lot of inspiration from over the years. But one of the things, and I've never sort of done the full like program of what's in there, but I got a lot of good out of the parts of it that I finished. And one of the things in there was that someone in one of this author's classes was talking about, do you know how old I'll be by the time I learn to play guitar? And she was like, the same age you will be if you don't.
Yep.
And that sounds kind of bleak, but I found it really encouraging.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say like, for many, many reasons, but BB is really an inspiration to me because, like, I have watched her literally go from knowing nothing to, like, figure out how a zipper works, to, like, figure out, like, how to climb into a chair on her own, right? And, like, it was a process, you know? And she's, I think, very smart, and I see her, but, like, still, she has to, like, look at something and figure out how to do it and is developing those skills over time. Like, she never has a moment where she's like, well, I'm never going to learn how to get in this chair. Like, she doesn't know what failure feels like. Right. You know what I mean? Like, she just doesn't think that way yet.
You said a word there that's really important to remember, that every single skill in life is a process.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not just a, you suddenly do it. You have to remember that it's a process. And seeing artists' works in progress, or I think like some of the outtakes for Moana, the Moana songs are just like, they inspire me so much because they're not perfect to start with, but then they end up amazing and you get to see how you start from nothing to something incredible.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Until then, take care of yourselves.